This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, August 11. The best way. Our reading comes from John chapter 7. Not until halfway through the festival did Jesus go up to the temple courts and begin to teach. The Jews there were amazed and asked, "How did this man get such learning without having been taught?" Jesus answered, "My teaching is not my own. It comes from the one who sent me. Anyone who chooses to do the will of God will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. Whoever speaks on their own does so to gain personal glory. But he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There's nothing false about him. Has not Moses given you the law? Yet not one of you keeps the law. Why are you trying to kill me?" "You are demon-possessed," the crowd answered. "Who is trying to kill you?" Jesus said to them, "I did one miracle, and you are all amazed. Yet because Moses gave you circumcision, though actually it did not come from Moses, but from the patriarchs, you circumcise a boy on the Sabbath. Now if a boy can be circumcised on the Sabbath, so that the law of Moses may not be broken, why are you angry with me for healing a man's whole body on the Sabbath? Stop judging by mere appearances, but instead judge correctly." Several years ago, I experimented with something called the paleo diet. The idea is that you eat the way cave people supposedly ate before agriculture was developed, focusing on meat and plants while avoiding carbs as much as possible. This diet, and others like it, is endorsed by a number of celebrities, bloggers, and social media influencers who found success losing weight or improving their athletic performance. But when I tried the diet, I mainly felt crabby and sluggish. What worked for others didn't really work for me, and I quickly abandoned it. It was an interesting experiment, but I found that it wasn't the right fit for my lifestyle. Sometimes we're tempted to treat Jesus' voice like just another voice in the world, giving advice about options for our diet, finances, or productivity. But in this passage in John 7, we're reminded that Jesus actually speaks for God because his teaching is from God. Jesus' instructions are not something we can pick and choose from. Every instruction he gave is in line with the way you and I were created to live. If we want to experience life as it was meant to be lived, we'll find it by listening to Jesus and doing what he asks us to do. Pray with me. Father, help me to trust Jesus as he speaks the truth that comes from you. Give me the courage to trust and obey wherever he leads. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.